The 15th edition of Dead Center Film Festival starts today, highlighting dozens of independent films ranging from comedies, dramas, documentaries, and short films from Oklahoma and around the world. I'm here with Dead Center Director of Programming and Education, Kim Haywood. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
More than 25,000 film lovers attended Dead Center Film Festival in 2014. What makes Dead Center such a must-attend event?
Well, first of all, I think the thing that makes us very different from other film festivals is that we lack that velvet rope mentality. So if someone buys a pass or even just attends an outdoor event that's free, you have the same access to a filmmaker that you would at some private VIP event at another festival. So I think we're very accommodating in that way. But also I think that we live in a town and in a time where people really get behind what's happening here in Oklahoma City. And not only that, but they're coming in from all over the region to support what we're doing with independent film.
Well, and this year also marks the first time Dead Center will have two opening night films.
That's correct.
Can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. So opening night is always our biggest night of the festival. And so what we decided to do this year is have two films on opening night at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, which is our headquarters. We're starting off with an amazing film called Best of Enemies. And it is a documentary that's actually directed by Morgan Neville, who won the Oscar for a documentary called 20 Feet from Stardom. It is about the 1968 William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal debates on ABC. It was a time when ABC was the worst rated network on television, and they were trying to come up with kind of a stunt in order to get their ratings up. And so they decided that for 6 weeks they were having these series of debates between this ultra-conservative and this ultra-liberal. And it absolutely took the country by storm because they'd never quite seen anything like it. And so it really actually changed the political movement. It was really the beginning of the conservative movement and the liberal movement. And it's absolutely hilarious. It's incredibly entertaining. And even if you don't know anything about those debates and you've never heard of it, you will absolutely love this film.
Their confrontation is about lifestyle. What kind of people should we be? Their real argument in front of the public is who is the better person.
So that kind of highlights culture wars, I guess, going on in the late 60s. And you have another film that same night that is highlighting culture wars going on now.
Exactly. A little bit more modern day. Our second film at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art is called Rolling Papers. Recently, in 2014, Colorado actually legalized marijuana. And so the Denver Post had to figure out what we're doing with this. It's the biggest story coming out of our state. So they decided to create a position for an editor of marijuana. And so it's just a really interesting and pretty hilarious look at how they cover the topic of marijuana and who all that touches. And so they talk about things like, you know, recipes, or if you're a parent, or, you know, basically anything that you can think of that touches the idea of legalizing marijuana in that state, this film touches on it.
We have a brand new Culture of Cannabis website called The Cannabist. Everybody is saying newspapers are dying, but I think those people should be excited, and many of them are, that the Post is going out on a limb and trying something like this.
We're counter-programming our films at the Museum of Art over the Harkins. So we have two films, and we're calling a double-header. The first one is called Grapple Habit, Oklahoma City's Addiction to Blow, and it's about Balthazar's Ladies of Wrestling. So if you're familiar with GLOW from back in the 80s, you'll be very familiar with this. There's a wonderful girl named Leslie Hensley who's created our own version of GLOW here in Oklahoma City. And it's this really interesting 20-minute short documentary about these women who are wrestling and sort of creating their identity through these personas that they've created. And then we have a second documentary that plays with that called The Real Enemy. And it is a documentary about the 2014 Black Mass here in Oklahoma City. And it's really a look about how these two religions and cultures and beliefs sort of meld here in the middle of the Bible Belt over this one incident.
Well, thanks for coming in, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
For screening times and to purchase festival passes to Dead Center Film Festival, visit deadcenterfilm.org.